Well, it's been named the best family SUV for 2021. It is the Kia Sorento. And I wanted to talk to Mike Sinclair, editor-in-chief of Car Sales, because it's the Car Sales Best Family SUV for 2021. We welcome him on the phone. Hello, Mike. How are you?
G'day, Brent. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for your time. It's a nice-looking car, this Kia Sorento. How many finalists did you have for this particular category?
So it's one of those categories in the Australian landscape that is just getting bigger and bigger. So there are literally dozens of cars that fit into this family SUV top category with seven seats. In terms of finalists, we had about eight. And that was after whittling those down. And then we looked at around about 100 data points on each of them, obviously drove them all. And in the end, the Sorento came out on top. It's not the first time Sorento has won this award with us. It was our overall car of the year when it was introduced in 2020. And it was best family SUV also in 2021, but that was the diesel version. This is the new petrol hybrid version, which, believe it or not, only has a little 1.6-litre engine, but it has plenty of electric punch as well, and actually drives a lot better than the diesel.
So, Mike, you don't plug this in. This is a petrol hybrid. For people that don't know, please explain to us what that means.
Cool. So what Kia has done with the Sorento range and a couple of their ranges is you actually have a significant choice of drivetrains. There's a conventional petrol, there's a conventional diesel, there's this, the petrol hybrid, and then there's a petrol plug-in hybrid. The difference between hybrid and plug-in hybrid is plug-in hybrid has a bigger battery, has more electric power, and you can actually, as the name says, plug it into the grid and start with a full battery and drive on pure electric power alone. The hybrid burns petrol, and it will run on electric power once it's generated that power. And it'll run, for instance, potentially, you know, in stop-start traffic, it might only be in electric, and when it's coasting on the freeway. And also what the hybrid system does is it gives that extra acceleration and that extra performance that a 1.6-litre engine wouldn't normally deliver in a big car like that.
Are there many of these petrol hybrid cars on the market these days?
There are, and, hybrid is increasingly going to be across model ranges as we seek to, decrease emissions. So Toyota's done a great job in establishing that conventional hybrid brand brand with a small b, with its Prius and other models. In fact, some of the top-selling hybrids in this, or top-selling SUVs in this country are Toyota hybrids.
What sort of mileage do you end up getting out of a petrol hybrid? For example, this particular car here we're talking about, the Kia Sorento, what sort of mileage do you get?
So the Kia Sorento hybrid delivers on the official cycle about 5.8 litres per 100, and that compares to just over 6 for the diesel and around about 11 for the conventional petrol. So 5.8, and we've actually beaten 5.8 in some of the driving we've been doing, and people around the suburbs will probably find that they can easily match that, unlike some of the other conventional vehicles. So that's about the same as not so long ago a small hatch was delivering.
Now, the petrol hybrid, this is a seven-seater. Can you take the back seats out and use it as luggage area if you don't need the seven seats?
Yeah, the rear seats fold down.
Right.
One of the nice little features in this that makes it even more family-friendly is you can easily tumble as well the seats in the second row from the back of the car. So say you've got a big, long item that you want to load in, and you can push a button on the side of the car, on the inside of the car, obviously, and that will tumble that next seat as well to make it easier to load that big item in.
And does this car come with bells and whistles too?
Brent, it's got plenty of bells and whistles. The hybrid is not a cheap car. It starts at around about 63 grand. So it only comes in one specification, which Kia called GT line, and that's one with a lot. So everything, it's even got cooled seats. So, heated steering wheel, all the safety features you'd expect. So things like autonomous emergency braking, where the car will stop in traffic, perhaps if you weren't paying attention as you should have been. This car also, like a number of Kia products, has a system of that which works in reverse as well. So say you're backing back down a driveway and there's something there you haven't seen or whatever, the system will trigger the emergency braking and stop you.
My big question to you is, though, I mean, how is the car industry going at the moment in Australia? If you wanted to go and buy one of these cars, what's the wait time for you to actually get it?
The car industry, generally, new cars are in really short supply. Kia and Hyundai, because they have potentially a tighter controlled supply chain, particularly with semiconductors or so-called computer chips, they're probably better off than some of the other brands. Volkswagen is one that comes to mind that has, you know, has been in a lot of strife in terms of getting production into the country. Not so much also for reasons other than, you know, for instance, the Ukraine war and issues with wiring harnesses and those sorts of things which are produced in the Ukraine. But generally, with the addition of the hybrid models to the Sorento range, Kia's added some additional production capacity. So you'll be lucky to get one of these off the showroom floor, but you shouldn't be waiting for the, you know, the 12, 18 months that we've seen with some new cars in the Australian marketplace.
Are SUVs the most popular selling cars in Australia now?
They are, absolutely. Both in more compact sizes and this family size, and it doesn't look like that SUV juggernaut's going to slow down. So Australians love utes. And they love SUVs, and it's really replaced, the SUVs really replaced the conventional sedan and wagon for most Australian shoppers.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me this afternoon. I hope we can talk again.
Good on you, Brent.
Thanks, Mike. See you, mate.